Yeah.
All right, let me get all three up here into them. Out the door. What? Hey, boy. Oh, the trash is already out there.
Oh, hey, that's a good timing. Heck.
Thinking about trash run. Oh. Anyway. So, let's see, all the stuff I got going here. Next couple of days. that's a little windy. That's cold. It's your aircraft is starting to blow off just a little bit, and it's really windy. It does it fast, but you can see some pink tinges as it starts to fade off. It is cool looking. Absolutely cool. Here, I don't know why I'm in a good mood, because frankly, I've got so much crap going on. Tonight, being kicked by us, that's cute and fun. Little kicked thing. Let's see. What else is going on? Pardon me. Nice breeze. I don't know what I was. I was thinking this morning, and then tomorrow I've got a presentation about WebM. Let's talk about what's there and what we're working on. I don't know if it's really a consolidation, but it's trying to say, you got one thing doing one thing, why not have that thing doing another thing too? Especially when things are closely aligned. Made a lot of sense. We already had the CAS client working. Centralized authentication service, I think is what it's called. On that server, so it makes sense that when other things that need CAS, should get dumped on that one too. That makes sense to me, but when people come back and say, well, you know. Don't want to get weird about it. I guess not. Anyway. Back to plugging away on school, although I won't be doing much of it today at all. Timing being the way it is. I need to spend some time today trying to pull together my presentation for this technology an education conference. Proactive approaches to IT disaster management. And the original idea, I think, was to it really ends up being a lot about how to put IT center stage. So, you know, if you always feel like the stepchild, I don't know if you think about stepchildren. If you feel like Cinderella sitting in front of a fire, living like a dog, when your stepsisters are enjoying all the wonderful stuff from your mother, then you know how it feels sometimes to kind of be IT. Other people look at it as kind of a just a function of, you know, the finance side. Many CIOs work under business. I find Eastern to be quite refreshing in that it actually kind of ends up working under you know, academic success, stuff like that. A little more front and center, which is good. Disaster management will put you even more in that position. If you feel like you are a C-level person, you know, a chief information officer person, but that you are probably the lowest tier of the other C-level people, chief finance, chief of operations, whatever. And you don't feel like, you know, you feel like they gave you this title and it's mostly honorary. This is one of the activities that can really raise you in status. That if the university president barely knows your name, that will really help. Because that's what disaster management really ends up being. It really ends up being what are the key functions, what are the key things that need to keep happening. The whole idea of business continuity. I know in the education university sector we don't usually think along these lines because a tornado tearing through, for instance, the campus in Fortala most likely will not sell the demise of Eastern New Mexico University. Now, if it happens under the right fiscal conditions, under the right legislative mood, who knows what could happen, but you might often face those kinds of universities going down sort of challenges. So business continuity doesn't mean the same thing to a university as it would mean to like Facebook or something like that. if for some reason Facebook was inaccessible for a week or two. It may be hard to get stuff to stop working, and it couldn't be brought up immediately. That could very well sell me into Facebook. People are fickle. They'll leave in 5 seconds. So we become over time much more central to what's going on. Now, if the university president is the same person, if the one that runs things realizes that, or has any concept of it, might contribute to your ability to do things, not to feel so tied down by saying you're only getting this much. Like in a marriage. I don't know if it was true universally, but in the old days it seemed to be that man made the money, man got to keep the money, man gave the wife an allowance with which to run the household. And her ability to affect anything was constrained by that amount. In a better functioning marriage, this is the whole economist coming out, a better functioning marriage, couples work together, make financial decisions together, more of an equal partnership. And this way is something that in the past would have been considered a woman's need. Like buying a much better shell, that's a big conversation around my house. Oh, that's a wonderful cup. I wanted to have a better shell because I know the meals will just get better. Right now she fights very valiantly with really some sort of hit. And that's just the other good stuff. Oh my gosh, Becky, that'd be awesome. So it has usually been thrown into the whole realm of household allowance worth, you know, you're going to have to make sure the kids go without shoes if you want a new stove, honey. And it becomes a more egalitarian decision, I suppose. That's what we want to have happen to you as an IT leader in your organization. No matter how it's actually structured, it's amazing how differently everything is structured. And it really has to do with how people see each other. Or how important people think things are. If IT is considered small potatoes, and given an allowance, and if you ask for more of an allowance, you're going to face the wrath of Big Daddy. This is something that can get through there. Not just to get more money for IT, but to expand the understanding that IT is absolutely central to everything you do. And if the advisor will limit it, you're going to have a poor infrastructure struggling I'm not doing very well. But now you need to face that, right? Everything's great. Anytime you go to your university president, or to the finance people, or anything like that, and you say, hey, you know, we got some troubles, they'll say, you know what? We're here to make sure you're okay. IT is important. I know that happens to you every day. Let's talk about something that's central to them. Money talks. That is step one. Disaster planning beyond just the realm of IT. Becomes interesting. We're going to have lots of fun in this period. This period up here. When you look at your list, you're going to find out how insecure people really are. And the whole point is don't fall to the crap of being insecure. The realization of the centrality of you is simple. It's something that you don't have to sell, it's almost something you just have to expose. Just maybe finding good personalities who are trying to pump up their personal systems. That's typical. You deal with that every day, right? I am a big person. You will service me first, for I am a VIP. Y'all have a list, don't you? Every one of you. Here's the VIPs. Are you on it? Time to get yourself on it. But listen, that's the way the world works. It's not going to get all, you know... We're not going to flatten the hierarchy today. All we're ready to do is to raise the stature of IT to where it should be. You gotta be ahead of the curve. You gotta be ahead of the game. Gotta let everybody know that if your systems aren't the first one dropped, they might as well just stay home and sleep it off. They're not gonna do jack dibbles. I mean, payroll's important to me. I like getting paid. So let me tell you. For the network jack, your computer system jack, your access to banner, or whatever else you guys use to handle these kinds of processes. Networking, they're not top of one check. Not one. Emergency reserve kept off to one side, available to a few key people. And their delegates. I love the term delegate. Because I end up being the delegate. I don't know why, just am. Trustworthy. I don't even voice count or something. Thank you. I'm so crappy. Anyway, so we're thinking about this and how it's gonna go. It's gonna be a very interesting session, I would say. But hopefully very useful. Among all things, I want this thing to be useful to me. If you're thinking only in the lines of IT processes, then you're gonna walk away from this process. Number one, with a really crappy disaster plan. Because you have to understand, where's the heart of it? This thing doesn't function without it. And if you don't have that respectability yet, this will help you get it. If you don't have respectability commensurate with your centrality, this will help you get it. Just as important as disaster plan is, what is learned through the process of creating it. Oh, anyway, so, we're thinking about that and how it's going to kind of play. And I find myself getting less skeptical about it. Because the power of the CIO, the power of the director, the power of the manager, is to leverage the position, the prominence of IT in the organization. Your lower level managers, most important thing in their lives, to get the best people they can. Either raise up the drops or get rid of it. One or the other, hopefully by kind means. No one wants to be mean. Your higher level manager works you may rarely do anything on a computer besides punch out a Word document every now and then. Excel file. It starts feeling more and more like a business person, and that's probably the best. I'm an old-time, hard-grizzled, Unix cat. I'm a high priest. I don't use Ox sometimes, A-W-K. And if I don't use OCD, SAD, to do management on my screen, well, that's what my screen is saying, check screen. I feel like I better start, you know, playing with glue. Oh. No, don't make me do it. I did it because they made me. Well, look it, but I am. Anyway, I'm cheap beyond often. If I have people like me, but there is also the whole thing with part of the calculation of your worth, your power, and how much money you command, and nobody questions you. God, half of my budget goes to IT. Oh, don't go there. Gonna ruin you. To getting everything I want. Alright, so anyway, what's the plan of big news? What's the disaster plan to help you do that? I put that IT in there just so people would expect this thing. Wonder why I'm, that's what I was talking about. It's just not the plan. We'll actually talk about everything in the abstract, or at least test it. So if things start running awry, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if it's useful. See if you want to go in that direction. First, be willing to go out in other places. Like analog PowerPoint. We're dealing at these levels, so we need to do. What's our breakdown here? How many technicians do we have? How many managers? How many executives? This really was conceived in an executive sort of a presentation, but we can try to make a difference. Stick around, you may change your mind. The begging group policy can bear an interesting resemblance to debugging people. You can probably synthesize something out of this if you have a capability at all. things didn't start getting interesting until you started to consider the political ramifications of things. I know, we roll our eyes at it, but you have to understand. For an executive, that's his bread and butter. That's what he does every day. Or she, pardon me. Not to be gender specific at all. And they come back and say, I need you to do this for this very highfalutin VIP. You have to understand, you know, and you go, well, these politics, but these things are really important. This is the person that's helping to keep your job, maybe to expand your possibilities, maybe give you a status boost, maybe trying to give you a pay increase. By convincing the right people how important you are. So be careful in there. Don't play that game. Some people need to be schmoozed. Is that an old Yiddish term? Sorry. Cancer comes out. So if you're here to take a look at the power inherent in having at least a passing understanding of politics. Because that's a little bit what we'll be talking about here at the beginning, because the beginning of the process ends up becoming a political thing. Always is. They always say the college that IT will be sent, but IT will be first. You will most likely either be put in charge of it, or be the main driver of it. You might find yourself working on higher councils than you have before, most likely. This requires a bit of change. This requires lending money. It requires some infrastructure. That's going to require some interesting stuff. That's only one way to do it. Time to get to the useful. If you have an idea of what you're doing, if you have an idea of where you're going, and what other people have done, well, you're ahead of the game. But being ahead of the game, they're likely headed over to you. Because it's going to require some work. And it's going to be hard. And big people will flee from the fear of it, or they'll clamp onto it knowing that this is a gravy train to be on. Either way. Certainly be morphed into something that can help raise the status. And that's what C-level guys are for. And you see the CFO killing himself fighting for control of the money, of decision making. You understand that it's not just about money, it's about decisions. Who makes decisions? And when you prove yourself as somebody who can come through, make some hard choices, stand up against some pretty big people, hold on to your guns, huh. You're going to be quite that. That's going to look impressive. The CFO's going to be scared to death that you're going to go for the job. That traditionally goes to accountants, of course. But, hey. You can make this happen. Gonna put a little fear in them. Especially if it means the CIO starts getting more face time with the chief executive or with the university president. Nothing more annoying or intoxicating than when one of your underlings is involved in highest council and you try to give the marching orders in the very meeting. And the college president is saying, I'd rather him do this instead. It's like, uh-oh. We start to see the ground shift a little bit. And that's, big people accept it as a fact of life. Little people see it as a threat. And it goes right into the thing of, hey, you gotta understand, it isn't all just about the money. A big part of it is, though. Come on. But if every decision you make is totally based on cost-benefit analysis, tied to the bottom line, wow. It's easy for an organization to see that they don't have electricity. If they don't have gas, if they don't have their technological infrastructure working top notch, close to her set up time as you can possibly get. You know what? Who cares if you got money? Money can't buy it. Throwing money at it won't necessarily fix it. And if all you do is control the money, well, the only thing you have to say is, is it mission critical? And if it is, well, you've got the money. That's the only thing you have to do. Disaster planning has just much to do with putting IT in the mission critical category as it does with anything else. Hopefully you don't have to resort to the whole thing of accidentally tripping over a flag, taking down the central server, than telling a story that your infrastructure is too old and that it failed on you because of its excessive age, because you didn't have the resources necessary to actually update it. But you probably tell a story. You aren't that bad. You strip and say you put money aside, you know. The great plans of what you'd like to do in the future get sacrificed for simply just continuing to upgrade what you've already got. It's not really that steady old food. And you play the game. You sell virtualization as a panacea. You don't make it cost as little as it probably does cost, so that you can save that money for some other need later on. Infrastructure updates. Change out your switches. Your CEO has no clue what any of that means. But what he does understand is that if the network dies and is down for its day, waiting for a replacement server to get shipped in by carrier, sometimes that helps grow to the end. If you're not a Democrat, you don't like Ron Emanuel, just know that. The man, in a rare moment of candor, which you don't get very often from politicians, every disaster is an opportunity, every tragedy. Can be used to force some purpose. Be the person. You're going to do it now. You got to find out that you're perfect. Doesn't have to be all inclusive. It doesn't have to take care of everything. In fact, if it doesn't take care of everything, in a critical way, it plays with your hands. Because you can say, hey, there's backfiring between these two organizations over here on how important they were. Because when push came to shove, they phoned it in. Who's just as bad up? No play coming in, but were they taking care of problems? No. I was taking care of problems. Because I'm more central than they are. Oh. So anyway. Yeah, you don't need to play that game too hard. But just know it's there. And just know that it's just as important as being technically competent. Say, my CEO hasn't touched a computer in 5 years. Trust me, he's got a fish to fry. But it's just as important to the world as what little people do. Okay, first one. I am speaking about two levels above my pay grade, and probably doing a very interesting job of it. To the point where people say, I'll never really quit my CIO. But, okay. If it happens, it happens. Alright, take a chance. See? You gotta take a chance. Anyway, let's talk about technical stuff. because these are the parts that we're going to have to be concerned about, that we're going to have to make sure happen. Now, all of our little duckies in a row. Crap happens. To assign blame for why something didn't do as well as it could. It's sad, it's sick, and it's sad, it's stupid. Fortunately, it's been in magic for very long. You often get rid of these kinds of attitudes. You can't get rid of these kinds of attitudes because they're just not, it just doesn't work. And you'll be a magnet. You won't be treacherous too much because you spent too much time covering your butt. The most important thing is to remember that IT isn't a central purpose, it may be a central function. And that's important to bring up. But it's not the central purpose. The purpose of Eastern Michigan University is not to have the best IT system in the world. It just really doesn't contribute heavily to the bottom line. You can have a relatively second-rate IT system run haphazardly. This has got good faculty. The interface to all the students, you can overcome the IT problem. IT can't do that for the faculty. If you've got substandard faculty and students who go, I'm not learning anything here. I don't care how good your IT is. It's not going to say it. So you have to realize we are a central service, probably the central service, but not the central function. Always remember that. Always remember, and it can be easy if you find yourself battling politically with other people, with other departments, other services, for a slice of the pie. You got to remember always, student first, student first, student first. That's what the CIO does. Always does a wonderful job. Spark is on target. And I'll tell you, if I want to steal his job, I don't know, go someplace else. If I want to steal his job, I'd have a hard road to hoe. Hard road to hoe. He knows his. Good job. We'll see you more in our central council. Getting his way up. Opportunities abound. This could be a good year. Anyway. Regardless, it's a wonderful, wonderful day. Basically, a three-step process. What you're going to do? The planning of it is a three-step process. Once the planning is done, you do the stuff. Let me tell you, the people who can give you the most insight, if you want to draw a picture, I'm going to show you the picture, draw your picture, of how to keep yourself relevant. Let me talk to you about amateur radio. Every year these guys have a field day. These folks, pardon me. And they pull out for the top of generators, they pull out their solar panels and all this stuff, they set up their radio rigs, and they're out there passing messages using Morse code, everything. This is a deep disaster recovery function. It's been a very long time since we've had any deep disasters. We've had big isolated ones, and hopefully you hear that amateur radio operators were in there. Katrina, the one up in the Northeast, Sandy. You know you do something important when the civil unrest starts happening in the Middle East, for instance. One of the first things they do is they make sure they shut down the internet and they go and hunt down all the amateur radio operators. That's why it's always exciting to know that I'm on some government registry. I'm already on a watch list, simply because I'm an amateur radio operator. It's not because I'm dangerous. It's not because I'm a central function. I'm a central service. And they've won. Me either controlled, it's gone. You know that. Align yourself with the important people. Know their window. Know what they care about. They care about the bottom line. Universities. They care about making sure every single student walks in there. That student's a little pile of money. They like to think of it that way. That's true. Every student's their own little gold mine. The longer you keep them around, the more you get to mine it. That's the fiscal side. Now you've got to do everything else that's required to do that. It isn't just sitting and sitting around camp, it's actually giving them an education, too. Now we're playing a tricky game. The basic assumption is, I get a degree in college, I'm going to get a job afterwards. Tricky thing. Make sure you get your money first. Don't forget the gamers. I see. Good part. Anyway, so. I keep coming back to money because that's what we're sort of focusing on. I know all of us have technical minds. And when we see a problem, we put technical prowess toward it. And that's really useful. It's going to serve you well as long as you can go from the technical realm over to a different idiom. That's where business continuity comes in. We keep things running. the increasingly information technology, you guys have changed. No encounter. So, there we go. You're most likely going to get put in charge of this. It was you that brought it up, big fat now. Now they're going to punish the property by making you in charge of it. That's okay, because it's going to do good things for everybody, including you. It's going to be a heck of a chore, though. Big dividends out the other side, though. Big dividends for everybody. You're going to get put in charge of this, so you better start figuring out how you're going to do it. Do the basics, maybe some examples, and then we're going to move on. The need, is that need? I forget what it's called. Risk, the risk register. You're going to sit down, you're going to figure out exactly what your biggest risks are here. We've got to take these things into account. And all we usually think of natural disasters and that sort of thing. It's a very prominent thing in our area. I would give you a list of what I think is the most prominent, or of what has been developed by other people that's the most prominent, but you've probably learned over the years that if you pay some outside agency, to slip in over a day, or a week, or whatever, to identify what the risks are, you're going to get the wrong ones. Or the really obvious ones. It's important to protect against the obvious risks. However, better still, knowing that you're going to be handling other risks as well. Guys, hurricanes, no big problem here. Flooding, if you've never been in Portales, you'll never know that flooding is a problem. You wouldn't think so, it never rains. If it rains 0.02 of an inch, it floods in Portales. It's uncanny. You can depend upon it. The question is, our data center is somewhat low. I want to put it upstairs, but it's low. It made some strange sense. Certainly a good money thing. It was built up, has a raised floor. That was all the rage back in the day, that you put all your wires in the floor. Not so true anymore. We don't run as many wires as we used to. Network trunking, stuff like that, means that we run less wires. They may be a little thicker. There's only a few of them. But to accommodate the raised floor, they put it down in the very bottom of a hole. Other part of our, we have kind of a split data center. It was necessitated by the fact that all the phone service at the university came into a dormitory basement. I mean, it's out of campus. So, got a bit of a data center over there. And it's of course in an old basement. Started putting blocks up, trying to raise things up because it floods. That's why when you're trying to proactively mitigate possible disasters, one of them just ends up being landscaping. Burn around that sucker. Landscaping, parking lots. You ever worried about a wildfire around here? They don't get tons of rain, do they? Wildfires are a problem. Are you prepared for this? Just way up in the mountains. Well, I hope you're ready for a wildfire. Looks like a good drought to make those trees catch on like Roman candles. Exciting to watch. I don't want to be there. Anyway, so the things you worry about and the way you kind of mitigate it. Everybody says, oh, it's so ugly to have all the parking lots around the outside of it. Well, we're going to put up a good parking garage and pull up some more green space. Well, because New Mexico green is brown space often. One of the first things that gets cut when the budgets get tight is water in the grass. And all of a sudden, the fire is coming dangerously close to your building. And your data center, which, strangely enough, usually resides in a building. So we're looking at co-location. Many of you have a good fortune of using the cloud. The cloud's wonderful this way. Your data is stretched all over creation. Usually already handled in the price of usually handled in the price of admission to fly out there in cloud service land. Comes the fact that there's a nice secluded data center, maybe, probably not. But if they've probably handled co-location for you. And if that's not there, that may be part of your disaster plan to figure out if it is. If it is not, they need to expose their infrastructure to you sufficiently. I know this sounds weird because you don't think you can ask for that, but they may have to expose the part of the infrastructure that you have so that you can back it up if they don't provide what you consider to be adequate data recovery or disaster recovery service. Also a very excellent thing to bring up if you're negotiating price on a lot of things. Another thing, Switch Park is fantastic. Never cease to sing the praises of our CUCL. Because I want you to understand that it's not just disaster recovery, it's the whole package. But you're going to run it because nobody else wants to screw with it. nobody else sees in a more visceral way the possibilities than you do. Most men don't have to worry about disasters. You do. You worry about disasters every day. Every day servers go down. Every day. A switch goes out. Every day. Some idiot little tells up. Some optical cable. Every day. Seems like. And it becomes really what's important. You've got the right mentality. Put for it. You'll probably be put in charge of it. If not the leader of the process, you'll be the go-to person. Never hurts. Never hurts. If it doesn't give you the status that you require at your present employment, it looks dang good on a resume. Just saying. Anyway. 3-2-1 backup. You guys got that? 3 backups, 1 primary, 2 spares. The live data and 2 spares. 2 different kinds of media, typically it's on a hard drive and on tape. 1 on off site. You got it done, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Got it done, do it. All right, do it. Type some bimbo if you need to. That's not gender specific. That's some monkey work that you need to do. I have a couple of monkeys. I have some monkeys. Don't be afraid. Hire somebody in there. Give them monkey work. Yeah, you're paying too much? Yeah, that's a type of deal. What do you do? Work on the correlation of importance to pay when you're paying them. But just know if you're going to lose your better people. If you're hiring correctly, you just trust me. Hey, you do the best you can, given circumstances. Degrees mean nothing. You can wish you had control of your soul. I know your social security number, I know your status, I know all of your social security numbers. I can see your identity in 5 seconds. I can turn into a very lucrative, profitable business with hard track because I know what I'm doing. Dark eyeballs popping up, my CIO. He's scared of death, and now he wants to fire my butt. It's okay, we're still in probationary career, you can still get rid of me pretty easy. But we're good people. And you are such people watching your back. That's just what I'm saying. Disaster management is covering your back side. From a business standpoint. Perhaps we're out of our idiom sometimes. We like to think that business is so essential to what we do, essential to what we do. but we are central to what they do. My degree is in home economics. I used to run daycare preparation. Some minutes of building up servers and stuff like that was simply a hobby. Looking at people, it always happens to me. Yeah, cool. They're full of your paper. Like a pleasure test, you know? Pleasure. The whole economy of data center is trying to stretch your mind a little bit. I have a similar illness. Finally, skill in this realm is my ability to synthesize, to take understanding and knowledge from one realm and apply it to another. If you don't think of CIO, you can invest your time a little bit. Pardon there, for them, pardon. And getting a decent understanding of business, can't become a CIO. Well, maybe I'll be an example to you.
Yeah, there's some good news.
So, who was the name of that? Holy Mary, we think. Do not. little bit cold, I stuff it fast. So that they're standing in the presence of someone that can destroy their lives if they felt the need. Thank you.
Good morning. Yeah.